Hello, my name is Maria Freire. I'm from Cuba and I'm interviewing
Muhammad Hussein from Sudan, basically from Kassala.
So, Muhammad, how long you have been in United States?
I have been in United States for 8 months.
Well, the main point of this interview is talk about prejudice. I know everybody got some kind of prejudice, but do you consider yourself a person full of prejudice?
I don't feel like I am a prejudiced person. And also, it's important for me to set a good example for my children. Also, I am motivated to reduce prejudice and discrimination in myself.
I'm glad to hear that. In general, do you think that prejudice is influenced by the way parents raise you?
Yes, because parents are the basic root and we are like branches. So if they are not social or they discriminate, we definitely be like them. Unless you move from them when you are young to change your life the way they are.
Have you ever missed just someone?
No, because you will never know someone from the way he looks. Despite judgment is a natural instinct. Try to catch yourself before you speak or send the next email and do any potential harm for that guy. So maybe he is in a higher position than you.
Well, is the religious affinity of people a reason for judging them positively or negatively?
Probably is best to understand people's beliefs and practice as stand for their religion. Those beliefs pursued despite a number of a high profile. So we have to judge them positive right of their religion in the commandments. So everyone has a right to obey his God.
Would you use someone for the simple fact that he's not of your own culture, race or geographical origin?
No, because some people describe the track while others describe the tail, and still others the feet. Geographical based genetics and physical variation can't tell you something about the real guys.
So you find having white and American friends?
Yes, because this will make you social and will make you to interact with people. So basically, like when you have Americans and African friends, that is better for you than to have a friend from one place.
Do you consider that people who are attracted to people of the same sex are sick, or do you just understand that that is one more way to love?
Probably because maybe their organs are not functioning well, so they switch to be gays. And maybe some of them, they are born gays, choose to be their own variation of reason. So many reasons to be gay and homosexual.
Well, I think they have the right to do whatever they want to do. Is our behavior in society what produces us to be judged, or the way we look is stronger than our actions?
Discrimination is a behavior or action usually negative toward an individual or group. Some people affect different from their appearance, so actions are just a set of values.
If you could born again, what would you prefer? Be a black man with great intelligence, or be a white person with average intelligence?
Yeah, I will prefer to be a black man as right I am, because I love my color. I love to be black.
Fine for you, because really, I think you don't need to change your skin color to be a better person. Do you believe in equality of opportunities for all kind of people?
Yes, I believe all people, all humankind are the same, so they have the right to be involved in any opportunity. But in the society, like we are seeing right now, there is no equality and more of discrimination based on based on the right of things.
But excuse me, Muhammad, do you think that in America, African Americans, a person, or in white Americans, they have the same opportunity in this society?
I will say no, because in United States, African Americans, they live in another place, and the real Americans, they live in a better place than African Americans. So I will just say no.
Yeah, I don't understand why black Americans should live in the worst part of the city. Well, Mohammed, this is almost the end. And here, the last question. So, what do you think is an effective solution to reduce the prejudice that have arisen over the years in this society?
The effective of education on reducing prejudice are hence to like part of the new social norms that people are introduced to.
Thank you, Mohammed. That was my first great interview.
Yeah, thank you too, and nice to meet you.
Well, nice to meet you too. Bye.